B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, he joins us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline. Avante, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. You and I, our birthdays a day apart. I'm the 30th,
yeah?
You're the 31st.
Nice.
I'm just double your age. That's the only issue.
Happy early birthday.
Yeah, you as well. How was your holiday, first of all?
Great. It was good.
You're always in season when you have, you know, the holidays and stuff. You know, spending Thanksgiving and Christmas. Would you like playing on, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas?
I wouldn't have a problem with it, but, you know, I'm always doing something or having, you know, practice, like a work or something like that, because, you know, in college it was kind of the same as well during this time. But it'd be around the bowl games and things like that. But, you know, you as now and then, if you can have your family come in town and, you know, you can eat and things like that and exchange gifts or whatever. So it's something to be thankful for.
You guys do a Secret Santa in the Eagles locker room this year?
Yeah, we did.
Who'd you get?
I had Houston, a rookie. So yeah, he got me a hoodie. It was pretty nice.
And who had you?
I had Houston, and then I had Epps. Got him some nice looking shoes.
Nice.
So hopefully he say he likes them. Hopefully he does. He's just not lying to me.
Let me ask you what the environment's kind of been like down there. I mean, obviously you guys were eliminated this past week, and after being a playoff team for 3 straight years. What's kind of the sense around the locker room right now as that finality kind of finally comes to fruition?
Guys, we still got this season going. You know, we still got one more game, and, you know, we want to win that game. So, you know, guys still walking around and ready to compete.
Avante, it's weird for fans sometimes. I always talk about this. You know, I never want to root for my team to lose. but fans, you know, they go, well, if you don't win this game, you get a better draft pick. And it's not just about the first round, whether you end up at 3 or 5. It's also the third or fifth pick in the second round, third round, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Is it hard as a guy preparing and as an athlete? I mean, you're wired to win. I've always said this, as long as they plug in the scoreboard, the idea is to do everything you can to put yourself in a position to win. And when you kind of hear that mentality from fans, is it weird as the athlete to compartmentalize that?
Yeah, because like you said, once you're on the field, you know, your objective is to win, and, you know, everything else goes out the door. So, you know, I know I would want to win if I was out there on the field able to play, and, you know, I would still be playing my hardest, you know, because you only have so many, so you got to make sure you leave it all on the field while you can.
Being injured, it's got to be it's painful to not be able to get out there and help, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you kind of deal with that element of it?
It might be more painful watching than getting hurt. So,
yeah.
I just, you know, take it in, you know, if you absorb it, you know, attack my treatment, watch the games, and, you know, whatever I could do to help dealing with the, you know, if the younger guys need it and I see something, I definitely help, you know, be that vocal person, but definitely painful to watch.
You saw one of your teammates had a tough night in Jaquette against the Dallas Cowboys. Did you have a chance to say anything to him? Who kind of goes up to him and, you know, kind of says, keep working. You know, this is part of the process of being in the NFL. You don't just step into this league and if you get to the NFL, you're an elite player all through your entire life. And it's hard to kind of have setbacks like that. But what do guys say to a young player that's struggling like that in a situation?
It's a learning process. It happens to everybody. You play corner. So,
yeah.
You know, it's bound to happen. Either early in your career, later in your career. It's definitely bound to happen. But, you just got to trust in your technique, you know, talk to him. And, you know, if he was confident, but, you know, he's a confident person himself. So it wasn't really much you had to really say to him because he's a great at work.
We're talking with Avante Maddox on the Comcast Business Sideline. Bounce forward. Avante, in pro sports, there's always turnover, right? In an off season, no team comes back intact, essentially the way it was the year before. And then when the team has a bad season, doesn't make the playoffs, there maybe is even a little bit more of that. What's the sense from you and the locker room about change in this off season? Because it's certainly going to come.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you can't really control what's going on in the off season, but yourself. You know, you only can deal with you getting better. You know, doing all the little things, maybe just that's eating right, or you know, getting stronger. You know, working on what you need to work on when you're doing. That you needed to work on during the season. And, you know, you got to come back and, you know, you got to be ready to go. I feel like that's something that we'd be ready to do, you know, during the off season, you know, go attack the off season, come back ready to work.
I'm always fascinated by how athletes prepare for a season because it's not just physical. There's a mental aspect to it. There's an emotional aspect to putting so much into a season, and unless you're going down Broad Street with that trophy or you win a title, you end up disappointed and not winning that final game per se to take it all. With this past off season in the pandemic and then in season for you guys, you know, there was, you know, it was very tenuous with our games going to be postponed. You had one that happened earlier against Pittsburgh. When you look at all the, or Pittsburgh did, you know, when you look at that, and that variable of uncertainty, how does that affect you as a player, not only preparing for the season, but in the season? I know it's not normal, but it's what everybody's dealing with.
Yeah, that part sucks. You know, you miss out on OTAs, and that's a big thing. It's time for you to learn the plays and, you know, get out on the field and physically run around and things like that instead of doing virtual meetings and virtual workouts and things like that. But being able to connect with the players when you're out there at OTAs gives you more time to, you know, build your ground with the team. And so it's just, you don't have that. You don't have those for preseason games. It's kind of really harder for the rookies. Like, they come in there and they right at it. You know, they don't have no chance to develop and, you know, learn things. They just getting right into it physically, you know. So, yeah, that's definitely a big thing. You know, the COVID stopped us from doing that, but, you know, you got to be able to work around it, make things work. So, you know, I feel like we did a good job in our building, dealing with the COVID and all that. It wasn't too bad. It didn't kill us too much. We had to delay a game, so yeah, that's a good thing. But it definitely sucks, I'll say.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, is that one of the things when you do turn the page on this season after next week that you kind of be looking for, like maybe a more normal off season where you guys can congregate and get together in the off season, have those workouts, develop that chemistry, also the camaraderie, and be able to prepare a little bit more normally for next year?
Oh, for sure. I pray it happens.
Yeah,
we can have some OTAs and things like that.
You guys got to play against the Saints. I know you didn't play in the game, but a couple weeks ago, and your old teammate Malcolm Jenkins is now with the Saints. What is the loss of Malcolm Jenkins? That's a big void to fill. I mean, not only from a football standpoint, this guy never missed snaps, but he was a big leader on that team, on the field, off the field, in that locker room. That's a tough, tough void to fill, isn't it?
Well, yeah. You know, like you said, definitely a great leader on and off the field. And, you know, definitely a great player. You know, never, like you said, never missed a snap. I don't know how he did that, but he's still
it's crazy.
But, yeah, it's definitely a big thing with him. But, you know, we still got guys in on our room that's leaders. And like Jamil, you got Rodney and, Clown, you know, man. Darius. So we still got guys in our room that's definitely leaders. And, you know, still, it's like he's never missed a step, but we'll be definitely fine.
How hard is it to contribute to the team and kind of, you know, help guys and be a leader when you're not playing? A lot of times people say when you're injured, you almost got to stay away in a way. But, you know, you're part of that group and you've committed a lot to it. How hard is that to kind of still have try to have an impact on your teammates?
Well, yeah, you know, I get treatment or whatever, and you know, I'll watch the practices, you know, on my iPad. And, you know, if I see something that has to do with, like, technique or coverage or anything like that, I just test the guy and let him know, you know, I was looking at this such and such play and you know, me being in that position, I would do this. Or, you know, I see you messed up here or I see you messed up there. So I just, you know, it's just be little things. I'm not really trying to throw too much on the guy's plate. I like the person to be able to, you know, do their own thing and, like, think and, you know, be able to, you know, not get so many voices in their head telling them so many things so they'd be thinking too much. So,
simplify it, right?
Yeah. So, I just shoot little things in there if you got to do a technique or eyes or something like that. Something you can be cautious of.
We're talking with Avante Maddox on the Comcast Business Island. Avante, you live with Dallas Goedert. We're looking at these like 50 takes on Crossing Broad that one of the writers, Kevin Kincaid, put out. Who does the shopping? You or Dallas Goedert, or do you guys go together? Like the grocery shopping?
Yeah, we go together.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, do you guys go in the self-checkout lane?
Yeah.
But do you do it with a full cart?
Nah.
So you don't go... All right, So you go to the self-checkout aisle, but you don't go there with this big... Because you guys are football. You're eating a lot of food. Dallas is a big boy.
Yeah.
So is he going there loading up with, like, all these steaks and...
Nah, you know, our cart don't be full. I think where we mess up, like, that's what we need to do. We need to get it full. We come home and we got our groceries. I think we only bought food for 2 days. And then we go right back to the third day.
So you're going light loads, but you're going often. You got yeah. to streamline. You got to go to, like, one of those bulk places like Costco.
Yeah, or Sam's Club.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, yeah, we do need to do that. But the thing is, you know, during the season, we don't really have to do that. So that's why, like, we only go if you want to, you know, have a certain thing that you want to eat that night or something. But, you know, they feed us very well at the facility. You know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, whatever we do, when we go in. So, like, whenever we go in for practice, and practice is over, we have dinner after. So we just grab, like, a few dinners and we bring them home and we'd be good. So
I'm glad that you don't go into the chef's self-checkout with a big loaded up car. I mean, that's like that's a big time violation.
What are you going to say to him?
I don't want to be bagging that at all.
You see two NFL players. What are you going to speak up?
Well, I didn't say that, but I'm going to sit there. I'm going to go shoot him the furry eyeball.
You know what I mean? I'm sure that's going to end well for you.
If you have more in the cart than fits in those three bags that they have available, then you've gone to the self-checkout with too much. That's the rule. And you can't go into the 25 or less item with 26.
You're not allowed to less at the self-checkout.
You got to count up. Anything that Dallas gets that grosses you out that he wants to get to eat?
He pretty much we pretty much eat the same thing. I haven't seen him eat anything that was a little bit crazy, but so far, everything he eat, I eat. So,
last question for Avante Maddox. You know, going through an NFL season, like you guys spend a ton of time at the facility, and like you said, they get you breakfast, lunch, and dinner while you're there. What's the best TV show you watch in 2020 in your downtime?
I would have to say The 100.
The 100. What's that?
Yeah, it's a kind of like a sci-fi. I want to say TV show, but it's about basically. It's a group of 100 people that head down to Earth and to see if you could live there, and they're living in space because they're running out of air up there. But yeah, so they go and they send 100 people down, and then it's really crazy down there. Like everything is happening, so just a lot of action and sci-fi. But it's 7 seasons. I'm on season 7 right now, so
dude,
I actually watched a lot of it.
You're getting after it, man.
Yeah, Brandy.
I'm just glad you didn't say Tiger King.
No.
Now everybody watched that. That's like beginning of the pandemic.
I kind of watched it. And I was just like, I think I fell asleep when I went back to it.
Smart move. Hey, Avante, thanks for doing this, man. I know it's been a tough year, and dealing with the injuries as well is something that as an athlete is no fun and hard to deal with. I wish you very much success in this off season, and hopefully things can get turned around and you guys can get back into being one of those teams in the playoffs and doing great things. Appreciate this.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Avante Maddox on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.